We're joined right now by somebody who spent 12 years in the NFL. He led the XFL with a 106.3 passer rating. He passed for over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns and just two INTs in four games. He was the 160th pick in the 08 draft out of San Diego. He is hosting a 64-person Pros versus Joe's Madden tournament with the Ultimate Gaming League. He's got an amazing background. We are joined by Josh Johnson. Josh, great to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Chief.
Good to have you, man. All right, so take me back a little bit. Last year, you were coming off a 2018 season where you started three games for Washington, and then the opportunity came up to play in the XFL. What made you join that new league?
Well, actually, after the little quick stint with the Redskins, I actually had experienced the ankle injury in the first game that I started in, and I just continued to play on it. So once the offseason hit, I had to get surgery on that, and then that put me down for a couple months. So I missed pretty much free agency last year. And then Detroit had brought me in, and went back in to training camp to compete for their job. I had made the roster, but then they let me go two games in for a younger quarterback. And the whole time, Oliver Luck was, just in my back pocket, you know, hitting me up, telling me the XFL was interested or whatnot. And then after Detroit cut me, I felt like no reason but my age. So I just started, you know, facing my reality that I felt like they were trying to push me out the league for, you know, because of my age. So I was going to go somewhere that was going to give me an opportunity to play and really, you know, showcase, like, where I'm at in my career. And that's what, you know, Coach Moss and Coach Child did. And we were able to do some good things. Unfortunately, he just got shut down early.
Josh Johnson joining us. That's exactly what happened. You came to the LA Wildcats. You were there with Winston Moss and Norm Chow. You were doing some really good things. You beat Tampa Bay on Sunday, March 8th. It felt like it was going to be the start of a really nice run, but then at the same time, COVID-19 was becoming a serious problem. The NBA suspends its season, and then on Thursday, the day after, you find out that your season's over too. Like, what was it like to hear that news in the middle of that run you were having?
Oh, it was crazy because, like, I remember how we were feeling right after the Tampa game. We were on a high. We were on a high note. Me being a veteran player, veteran quarterback, I started seeing the young guys started to understand what it takes to actually be a pro, learning how to prepare, go out to practice every week, and translate, you know, the game plan on the field. And so I was really excited about where we were headed with the Seattle game, man. And I was actually with Snoop when we were discussing some business things possibly at his compound, and then the NBA news came up. And as soon as the NBA was like, okay, this is a real thing, so what's going to happen? And I started worrying about my family and other things of that nature. And as we got to practice the next day, you just knew the vibe wasn't right. And then guys expressed their concern over the pandemic. And then by the end of the day, the league, we was on our way home. So it was a quick whirlwind of everything. And went from trying to play sports at a high level to getting home safe.
Josh Johnson joining us. I mean, dude, your journey is absolutely amazing. You recently did a video where you thanked the league, and you talked about that journey. You made the point that when you were selected in the NFL draft back in 08, you were dreaming of a long and promising career, quote, however, my reality has been setting records for being cut, end quote. For those who do not know, you've been with 13 teams in 12 NFL seasons, which to me is amazing. I mean, it goes to show not only do teams want you, but they know you can learn a new system and get with new coaches. But what's that journey been like? That's an amazing journey to take.
Stressful as hell, honestly. I mean, because you never really know. I mean, since I've been in the NFL, first it was my daughter, now I got two other kids. So that instability of living in between two places because you don't want them bouncing around that much, that adds a lot of stress to it. Just a lot of doubt, questioning your ability because you start getting cut. And I remember the first time I got cut was a lot worse than obviously the last time. So just as you grow within that process, you really have to start, you know, narrowing your focus for me. And I was just really, like, I had to narrow to what was I actually doing on my end? Because some situations, it might have been me had to be better. Some situations, it just wasn't a good fit. And first, I had to get over my pride. And then it was there. It was like, all right, how do you just focus on getting better as an athlete? And I think that's where I'm at now. just with the ability to step in anywhere and just learn anything, like you said, and I have complete confidence in myself that I have to do that. It's just the reality of, you know, that playing that waiting game. It really sucks because you got, you know, being in NFL is like being at Disneyland, I like to say. And then when you're not, you go back to the reality of looking on the outside of Disneyland. But you, it's so easy to get into that park when you know you got, when you meet the criteria. It's just that it's only a limited amount of slots available, and you've got to be one. And right now I'm not one, but I'm waiting to be one.
Josh Johnson joining us. All right, so while you're waiting for that, you're doing a lot of things off the field as well. You've been really active with United Gaming League. You're currently involved in the 64-person Pros v. Joes Madden tournament. It's benefiting COVID relief. It's being broadcast on Twitch. Lay that out for me. How did the tournament come to be, and how's it going so far?
Okay, through our foundation, Fan First Family Foundation, we actually had one of our partners, business partners, reach out to us about the Philly pledge that Ben Simmons had started with his brother. And then they were trying to, you know, expand their campaign across the nation. So they wanted to do one in Oakland. And then for my part, I was going to donate anyway. But, I mean, I try to be creative with it. So I said, I mean, I knew I'm a part of the gaming community, especially being a part of UGL. I figured let's bring the gaming community for a good cause, you know, play video games and raise funds and have different people come support the stream. Give and support the groups that are actually out here combating the pandemic in a clean, safe way. You can't really do any fundraisers where you go, you know, do big dinners or whatnot to raise money. So I figured doing it through the gaming thing would be real creative, would be real fun, and it's been an enjoyable day so far. And now we have the Elite Eight today.
I love that, Josh. Really quickly, I think as some people know, you and your cousin, Marshawn Lynch, are both from Oakland. I want to ask you about that really quickly. How much does being from Oakland define and motivate you?
It's who I am. It's who I am. I wouldn't be here if I didn't grow up the way I did, if I didn't have a foundation of what I did. A lot of my principles and everything, they're just that rebel mindset, man. I mean, I wouldn't have made it to endure all these trials, tribulations of getting cut as a football player over and over if I didn't have the reality of realizing what I overcame growing up in the city of Oakland. And I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at it as an accomplishment to be able to endure such things that was set up for possibly for me to be a failure. And I didn't let that, you know, weigh me down. Same thing with my cousins. We all use that as motivation to help us do better, but then we embraced it to make it even a positive. And that's what we've been about our whole life, just turning negatives into positives.
Man, there's some amazing ballers, some amazing people that have come out of that area, really tough-minded people, really talented people. So bottom line, do you feel like you've got more football in front of you? Do you feel like when the NFL and XFL and or XFL come back, is there an opportunity waiting for you?
I think the film speaks for itself. I mean, I think a lot of people tend to want to look at what I am on paper. But I guarantee you, if anybody actually watched me and watched me play, I don't play like a 34-year-old. I don't move like one. I've only gotten better as a quarterback. And in response, every time people get to nationally see me play, it's always, why is this guy not on someone's roster? So I think that all speaks for itself, man. I've just got to, you know, my resume doesn't fit the mold. But, you know, there's always somebody who breaks the mold every year. Somebody breaks the mold of what we think the way the game is supposed to be. And so I'm just always keeping that hope, as long as my body gonna allow me, that I'm gonna be the mold breaker one year, and that's just where my mind at with it.
12 years in the NFL. He led the XFL with a 106.3 passer rating this past year. He's hosting a 64-person Pros v. Joes Madden tournament with the Ultimate Gaming League. He is Josh Johnson. Josh, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you, and I appreciate that conversation.
All right, thanks, big dog. You take care.
You too, man. That was fun. Josh, appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your journey. I love that guy. I love somebody that I have not spoken to. When I welcome them to the program, they start off by saying, how you doing, Chief? I'm
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me, Chief.
I love that. I'm awesome. Home Slice, what's up? And chased it with a big dog. My man's got, he's got it. He's got swagger. And I love his take, too. And don't look at my page. Look at my film. Don't look at what's on the page. Look at what's on the film. Josh Johnson, if you need him.